the Brownsville Public Library invited kids and parents to tune in Friday morning for a reading of Julian is a Mermaid by Jessica Love.
Hi folks, my name is Queen Beatrix, and today I'm at the Brownsville Performing Arts Academy in the heart of downtown Brownsville to share one of my favorite books.
Queen Beatrix is Joe Colonuvias' drag name. He's a dragtivist in the Rio Grande Valley, a drag queen activist. In the Facebook video, Queen Beatrix wears a floral dress with some big glasses and a chunky, sparkly necklace.
And now, Julian is using his imagination. Looks like Julian is imagining himself as a mermaid.
In the story, Julian tells his abuela that he's a mermaid. When she leaves the room, Julian's imagination soars. He uses items around the house to transform into a mermaid. Colonuvias says he chose the book because it's relatable.
I think more than anything, as lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer people, a lot of us, many of us, have experienced a moment in time where we have chosen to express ourselves fully in public. And sometimes that can be met with a lot of hostility and can be met with a lot of pushback.
He and the library received some of that pushback last week when someone created an online petition to stop drag queen story time.
This is something that has created a lot of controversy for, in my opinion, no real good reason.
Trey Mendez is Brownsville's mayor who supported the event.
There's so many other things going on in our community that are more important and more life-threatening than having a drag queen read a book.
The online petition said it was dangerous and responsible for corrupting children with perverse notions of human nature. For years, libraries across the country have hosted events where drag queens read to children. Some have been met with protest. Supporters say it encourages literacy and introduces kids to the idea of inclusivity. Colonuvias said his heart sank reading the petition.
This person was using very discriminatory language about our community, was using old tropes about queer people and things that aren't true about people who are LGBTQ and people who perform in the art form of drag.
More than 1,000 people signed the petition against drag queen story time, but a counter petition received almost 4 times as many signatures. Mayor Mendez says he wasn't surprised by the debate.
I think being our culture down here is primarily Hispanic. It's still something that I think our culture is dealing with and trying to understand. I hope that as time goes by and some members of our community learn to discuss this with their family, that kind of helps the dialogue going forward.
Mendez says the city of Brownsville is at the forefront of being a progressive and inclusive community in the Rio Grande Valley. Brownsville created the first LGBTQ task force in the region, which gives the community a voice in city government. Brownsville also issued a proclamation in recognition of Pride Month.
I hope that as we continue to do things like this, as we continue to build awareness, that some of that stigma and some of these young people who may not know how to deal with it or may not know how to discuss it with their family can feel more comfortable, because we see a high rate of suicide. We see a high rate of depression amongst the LGBT community, and that's just something that's wrong.
Colonuvias says he's grateful that the city stood behind him and Queen Beatrix.
I hope people see that our city is growing and evolving, and I think that's really beautiful. And I think that if people give themselves a chance to understand that, you know, we are coming from a place of love and we are coming from a place of celebrating our community, that they can celebrate with us.
By the end of the book, Julian's abuela finds him dressed up as a mermaid.
And now we see Julian's abuela giving him a necklace. Now, Julian and his abuela walk out the door, and he's dressed like a mermaid, wearing the necklace his abuela gave him.
By the end of the book, you know, his abuela finds him dressed up as a mermaid. And, you know, this is where the book is really powerful, because the abuela basically sees Julian, you know, and says that basically this is okay, right? That him choosing to play dress up as a mermaid does not mean anything about him other than he has a, you know, very creative imagination.
That's the message Queen Beatrix hopes anyone who tuned in takes away. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Brownsville.